This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Another hour underway. New twists and turns to this ongoing conversation about tomorrow's Independence Day celebration in Washington, D.C. I'm telling you, folks, it's all you're going to hear about today, tomorrow. This is going to consume the news. CNN is breathlessly reporting now that U.S. military chiefs have concerns about the politicization of the 4th of July event of Donald Trump and putting tanks on display. So, do you believe CNN? I don't believe CNN.
No.
I'm dying to dig into the story a little bit and find out what their source is for that. I'm sure it's someone they've named, for sure. We know their name, right? Because otherwise you wouldn't...
I'm sure they found two, and then they could say sources say, but that's two out of how many?
Yeah. Let's hope so. We'll hope it's plural. Anyway, we'll leave you in suspense on that. We're going to talk about that a little more with Chris Berg at the bottom of the hour from Point of View, who joins us to chit-chat each and every Wednesday in that back half of the second hour on the program and talk about the news of the day. So we look forward to that. We're brought to you today by North Dakota's oil and natural gas leaders. That's right. They're the leaders helping meet America's demand, committed to using talent and resources in a great, smart, wise way to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They're out to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. We've seen many examples of that for sure. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more about all that at energyofnorthdakota.com. Our guest to start the hour of this program, is Josh Gallion. Josh is the state auditor in North Dakota. Josh, thanks for taking the time for us.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start kind of back at the beginning. I don't know that the auditor's position, the auditor office has received, a lot of attention necessarily in the news. I mean, it comes up from time to time with the various audits, but the actual function doesn't. I don't remember much of a discussion, a little bit of it obviously at campaign time here and there. But, just tell us what, in your view, is the role of the auditor. What's your job under North Dakota's Constitution and to do? Well, elected by the people to do what?
The citizens of North Dakota elect an auditor to be the eyes and ears, to identify deficiencies in financials for performance, and to report those back.
How do you do that?
Public.
How do you go about identifying where something is not right?
So the auditors here, when they initiate an audit, they conduct an analysis. They look at different data sets. We take information from various sources, and they develop audit objectives, and then they go out and they test those objectives.
So, in other words, there's a paper flow coming in where you're sort of watching, okay, this particular agency has this much allocated, and here's where it's going. It isn't necessarily sort of I guess for lack of a better term, a whistleblower deal where somebody says, I don't like this, and then you dig into it. It's more so constantly monitoring and keeping tabs on things that don't look right and then doing a deep dive?
Well, we look at financials, we look at process, we look at policy, we look at laws, rules, outcomes. We look at those touch points with agencies have with the public. You know, really the auditor's office is trying to keep an eye on everything we can with the resources that we have. And, you know, I'm proud to be a part of a great team of professionals who are working hard every day to make sure that North Dakota's government is as effective as possible.
What would you say in your time as auditor has been, the best example of the auditor detecting something, saying, you know what, this isn't right, and ultimately giving the taxpayer, a win, if you will. Hey, this is you elected me auditor, and here's an example of something we did, and it saved X amount of dollars or X amount of efficiency or whatever. Any examples you could share with us on that front?
I think every audit report has an opportunity to produce those. And there's, you know, many different ways you can look at it, whether it's financial savings, whether it's improvements to programs, whether we can improve safety and services. Every single audit that we produce has that opportunity. And I know the auditors here in the office are working hard, you know, every day to try to find those.
There have been a small group of legislators, the Bastiats, as they call themselves, that have been strong supporters of yours in the legislature, and a group of supporters of yours that have been critical of the change the legislature made regarding, you know, the process by which audits can be made. I've heard it said this way by Rich Wardner and others. Rich Wardner, of course, the Senate Majority Leader, that your office was given more dollars in this last budget cycle. Would that be accurate?
We were given some additional resources, but that was not in the performance audit or the agency audit area. What we were provided was a couple additional positions and some funding for our local government function. They are a special funded entity. They go out and conduct audits of, you know, your cities, your counties. There's 21 or 22 different categories of local government entities that we can provide those services to. The goal was to try to restore our Bismarck function that was closed down about 20 years ago, because we continually get requests from municipalities in the western part of the state for those services. We still have an office in Fargo. That's what those resources were for. They do not support the agency audit or any of the performance audit functions.
So, you know, I'll finish. It was basically, you know, more money, more people, and you know, nothing changes with financial audits. The only change being, okay, if you wish to conduct a performance audit, that you come before the committee. And I've heard Rich Wardner say since the legislation passed, we need to schedule more meetings, so that's more available to you. Is that an accurate read from the, you know, you've just explained where maybe the, yes, more money, but not necessarily where I need it. So you've explained that one. How about, you know, more money, more people, and can do all the financial audits you'd like. Is that accurate?
Not necessarily, Scott. I think that's some of the misinformation floating around out there is, and, you know, people think that, you know, these agency audits that we conduct, you know, the operational audits, as we've called them, and I've heard it on your station as well, that, well, they're just financial audits. Very few of them are just financial audits. The majority of our operational audits of state agencies are conducted under performance auditing standards of the Yellow Book, which are the government auditing standards that we follow. So, you know, the most recent one or some of the more recent ones that we've just put out, say, of the Highway Patrol. That was a performance audit. We use our two-year operational biennial audit, which is conducted under performance audit standards. So that is not just a financial audit.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of a definition thing, right? So when they say performance audits require you to come, okay, what does that mean? You know, because they're obviously thinking financial audits are one thing, and you're thinking they're another thing. You're thinking they're more, and it's sort of a that's a debate over the definition. How about just the premise of the idea of coming before a legislative committee?
Yeah, that's not a debate over a definition, Scott. The you know, financial statement audits, that's a standard under the Yellow Book. Performance auditing standards is another standard in the Yellow Book. There's attestation agreements. We call them operational audits to differentiate from our what you think of as performance audits, but operational audits and our performance audits, they are all performance audits.
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, that's you're going to think an audit is one thing based on your standard, and obviously the legislator thought it was a different thing. So I'm thinking if Josh Gallion sits down with, you know, legislative leaders and say, okay, what are the kind of audits that you want us to, you know, come before the committee? Obviously, they consider a performance audit to be something different than you consider to be a performance audit. So to me, that's a debate over the definition between the two groups, because they weren't saying come to us and get approval on every audit. That's not what they're saying. They're saying they did it specifically on performance audits, and they thought that was a good idea for the taxpayers to have another level of check on what can be an expensive audit. That's their argument, right?
Well, and I think that we could have had that discussion if those questions would have been asked early on in the legislative process. We could have worked through a lot of that. probably clarified for everybody, but we didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah, that obviously it came late, and that's one of the concerns there as well. Now you have the Attorney General's opinion as well, which we'll touch on in just a minute. But back to my question, is it too much to ask of you to go before a legislative committee on a sliver of the audits that you do?
We inform Legislative Audit Fiscal Review Committee. We've consistently had communication with them. They receive copies of all of the engagement letters that we send out for our audits. I've personally reached out to the chair of that committee. I've had conversations with them, and I plan to continue having those conversations. We have to have open lines of communication between the two entities.
So what's the problem?
I don't know that there's a problem. I think the problem lies with the, before the auditor's office can act, is to seek approval.
All right, we'll pick up on that when we come back. Josh Gallion, State Auditor, with us on What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for more after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Generous, generous Jerry, keeps booming, booming, booming. He won't line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, keeps blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-geezing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks, Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to generousjerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our old pal CJ from Dak Diesel in Bismarck is on the phone to tell us about what they're working on today at the spot that can fix it no matter what. If it's diesel, it ought to be at Dak Diesel because they'll get it fixed. Busy day today?
Absolutely. You know, it's a holiday tomorrow, so the push is on. You know, I need Todd over here today, helping me out. But
how in the world would that help?
You can hold the light.
You know, you'd be like a rodeo bull, you know, keep the customers off me so I get more stuff done.
Okay, I can do that.
Or hold the light. You can hold the light, Todd, too.
As long as he doesn't shine it in my eyes, you know, so.
Ponder pool. That pond's good for Todd and I, right? Todd, yeah, exactly right. And if you want to get in there and get yourself an appointment, get in queue to get that diesel fixed, 701-258-5011 for all your repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle. And so you're going to go strong to finish out the day hard and then celebrate America tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And then on Friday, I'm going to have one guy in here all day Friday. I'll be in here probably for about a half a day Friday. And then we'll be back at it Monday morning. So, so whatever you need, definitely give us a call. And one thing, too, is we got this awesome diesel additive. And so if you got injectors following or anything like that, definitely give us a call on that. We can ship it out to you or you can just stop by and buy it. But we got, you know, all our customers rave about the stuff, the ones that have used it. So it's awesome.
All right, fantastic. Good to chat with you, CJ. Have a great 4th of July. We'll talk again next week. CJ from DAC Diesel in Bismarck, back with our conversation with State Auditor Josh Gallion today on the program. And Josh and the legislature have been in the news, most recently for an opinion by Wayne Stengem on a particular piece of legislation that was passed late in the session, and it's prompted lots of conversation. Let's pick up where we left off. You mentioned, hey, I've already got good communication going with the legislator and this fiscal audit review committee. So the communication is clearly there. The notification is clearly there. What you're saying you don't believe you should have to do is notify them. Or get approval. Notify them and get approval. Is that what you're saying? Just notification?
Well, we already notify them. It's the approval process because if you've read the opinion, it injects the legislature into the executive decision-making process or the execution of that law. And I believe that's what Attorney General Stengem deemed unconstitutional, which violated the separation of powers doctrine.
And, of course, that's one man's opinion. We need to keep that in mind. You know, Wayne Stengem had a ruling on some issues between the legislature and the governor, which, I think, I don't know, three out of four he lost on. But it is a opinion. There's no doubt about that. So what do you do now? I mean, are you doing this until this is somehow resolved or decided? I mean, it's the law, right? I mean, are you doing that now?
Doing what now?
Going to the committee and asking for approval on the audits?
No. We are going to move forward. Business is as usual, the way we've done in the past. We will continue communications. The state auditor's office is more transparent today than it ever has been. Anybody can go out to our website, nd.gov/auditor. You can see our audit schedule. You can see what audits are in the works, what phase they're in, when they are planned to happen. All of that information now is public.
So you don't see any need to follow the law based on what the legislature did?
Well, the opinion, it states that opinion guides the I can read that statement for you exactly. It says this opinion,
you know,
it governs the actions of public officials until such times the question presented is decided by the courts.
Yeah, I guess I saw Chet Pollard say, you know, the AG's opinion is just the opinion of one person. So I didn't take that to mean the legislature was okay with that. Now, again,
that one person,
go ahead,
is the Attorney General of North Dakota, the top law enforcement officer that we have.
Right. But I'm saying it's one person. Generally, it's a person's opinion, and it's decided in the courts, correct? It isn't decided by the opinion of one person. It's just, he's giving his advice, his opinion on the issue, and then ultimately it'd go to a court challenge, wouldn't it? Just like the issues between the legislature and the governor?
Again, the statement that I read, it the way I read it, this opinion provides the guidance until that is confirmed or decided by the courts.
Usually the bill is constitutional until the courts say it's not. That's what happened in the past. You know, maybe this is written differently. I don't know. more importantly, I guess, going forward, however this is resolved, you know, you've got a significant chunk of the legislature in one camp, yourself in another. I guess there are the Bastiats. Do you think there's enough Bastiats to provide support for what you're trying to do here and to take on the leadership, Josh?
I think that's kind of mischaracterizing this. This shouldn't be a fight. I mean, the goal here is to have an independent auditor that can operate as needed and provide that oversight of some of these government programs and provide that information to the public.
But constitutionally, you don't see anything that says the legislature, who, of course, is holding the purse strings, right? They're deciding how much you're getting for people, money, everything else, should have a check, if you will, on audits that are, in their eyes, more expensive than the traditional audits?
Well, we don't bill for any of these audits. The performance audits are not charged to agencies.
So how are they paid for?
Through the appropriation of the auditor's office, through the FTE levels and the salary appropriations that we are providing. So all of those costs are kept within the auditor's office.
I've heard legislators say, hey, they're expensive. So we think it's appropriate that we at least have an idea of why you need to do this, why you want to do it, and go to it. By the way, the other thing I've heard is that the committee has traditionally been used when a audit report is done, and the entity that's being audited can come in and say, okay, let's have the results and let's take a look. Legislature gets a heads up. Do you want a reform in that? I mean, is that process, as it has been done, something you think needs to be changed?
Well, I think some of the concerns that have come up is when we finish an audit, we publish it. We make it public. We put it out there for everybody. And that is in accordance with auditing standards. The way it was done in the past is audits were finished. They were quietly put on the shelf until the next legislative audit fiscal review committee. And then that's when they were presented. That is not in accordance with the standards and the way they are written. All I have done is stepped in and said, we're going to follow the standards. And so when we finish an audit, we inform not just the legislature, but we inform the public. The audited entity and their governing body has already seen the report, had an opportunity to respond. All we're doing is making those reports public to everyone.
And that is different from how it was done previously, but I guess that's a matter of you saying, I think the standard is incorrect, and we ought to do it this way for the reasons you just explained, I guess. We're out of time today, but I think...
Correct. I'm saying we're following the standard now.
Or was your predecessor not following the standard?
I think they did things a little differently. I'm trying to follow the
standard. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying, that you decided to do different. Appreciate it, Josh.
For 2 years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another month of weak job creation. Private payroll firm ADP says in its report out this morning that the economy created only around 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts, and not much over the 41,000 new jobs created in May. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday.
Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher found not guilty on the most severe charges he was facing, including murder and attempted murder for the death of an ISIS fighter in Iraq. As he looks towards his sentencing later today, he's thanking people who stood by his side.
I want to say thank you to Congressman Duncan Hunter and Congressman Ralph Norman, also to President Trump for intervening when he did.
Gallagher, who was convicted for posing for a photo with a casualty, speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmart's Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Hazardous waste materials are just that, hazardous. Not only can they be dangerous to you and your health, they're dangerous to the environment and should never go into your regular trash. Do a quick online search or check with the folks in your community for ways to safely dispose of or recycle old paints, solvents, and other toxic chemicals. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Into the Independence Day holiday. Hope you're excited and fired up and ready to go like we are. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You know what I get to do? I get to tell you about a heck of a deal every Wednesday on the program. And this a vehicle inevitably sells within seconds of us finishing this conversation on the air because the deals are incredible. Let me give you a little example of what I'm talking about. First of all, the actual vehicle itself, okay? Another one-owner local trade. I can't even believe that we still have every single week darn near. It's a one-owner local trade. They're famous for those at Pucklich. This one is a 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab. It's a truck today, folks. Got a beast of an engine in it, 5.3-liter V8, heated and cooled leather seats, backup camera, remote start, sharp running boards, 20-inch wheels, silver color. There's only 36,000 miles on it. That's a brand-new truck. Crying out loud. On the lot right now at $37,995. But if you come in there and say, what's on your mind? I heard today from Scott, Todd, Kevin, and the crew, I would get this car for $36,994, $1,000 discount. They'll say, you betcha, sign here, go. It's yours. Hop online, check it out. It is sharp. Or stop at the showroom and see it for yourself. 721 West Main in Valley City, Pucklich Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. Or Pucklich Valley, or Pucklich.com, rather, which is, of course, the Bismarck shop. And North Dakota's home for Chevy. North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's what they are. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg from Point of View. 630 Point of View. Of course, you watch Chris on KX4, 930 on West Dakota Fox, 630 on KX4. And you get to hear him with us every Wednesday on the program. Hello, sir. How are you?
Fantastic, my man. You ready to come home or what?
I am, actually. I am ready to come home. I've been ready to come home for a while, but that's just kind of how I'm wired. And but I've also enjoyed the time here very much.
You know, I got to let really, your audience know that you know, you've been in Norway now for almost 3 weeks, I think. And so I was out for the weekend in Medora, and Scott and I had a chance to visit yesterday for a couple minutes. And you know, you're like, hey, you know, what do you think's on? Here's what I'm looking at. And I'm like, man, I've been kind of checked out, so I don't really know. And here you are in Norway, schooling me up on all this stuff. Well, yeah, this happened and this happened. I'm like, man, you're in Norway, and you're more up on top of stuff than I am right now.
Oh, well, it's what we do, right? It's what we do, for sure. It's fun. I want to just say a quick word on our conversation with Josh Gallion. You know, Josh at one point approached us about doing a program in which he would solicit people and their ideas for things that need change in the government. We said, come on the program. I'd love to have you on. And we've yet to do that. The controversy surrounding some of his audits and also this particular change by the legislature has prompted some conversation and some commentary and opinion from me. Somebody just sent Todd a cute little meme, and it's Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. Remember him, Chris? You don't?
I don't remember.
Hogan!
Yeah.
God, you've not been educated then.
And the picture says, I believe everything the legislature tells me. And I think it's supposed to be about me. I think. He didn't say in the text. But I do not believe everything the legislature tells me. And anybody that listens to this program knows that to be the case. In fact, I've had some significant differences with the legislature. I did this most recent session. I mean, they're sitting there with $2 billion that they're going to start the next legislative session for. Meanwhile, they tell schools, screw you. We got to get you back to on-time funding over a six-year plan. Local schools and your tax dollars. There's one example. I could give you many more. The point is, I don't agree with anybody all the time. And I don't believe everything people tell me all the time. I do think. That's him.
That's him.
But I do believe Josh Gallion is being sort of swept up in a small group of libertarians who call themselves Republicans, which is fine. But that have a very small base, very small number of people that make a lot of noise, okay? And that is not wise for him long term. And I just want people to think this. When Josh Gallion is long gone, and there is someone else in the office, and they have a D behind their name, you never want that office to be used as a blunt force instrument. You want it to be pure. And all I'm saying is that I think we ought to just make sure that the lines are real clear for anybody that happens to be in that office. That doesn't mean I believe everything the legislature says. Yeah.
And I know you're in Norway, so you probably haven't. But if you read the AG's opinion, that's exactly his point. The legislature came in. They wanted to thwart the separation of powers per our state constitution. And one of the reasons that Wayne came down with this decision that he did is because it was very arbitrary about what this bill exactly meant as far as performance audits. It wasn't clear, like, it's got to be X, Y, and Z for this performance audit to take action. So it became very arbitrary. We're now, yes, I hear you that the auditor could, you know, possibly use his position as a blunt force, but also the same thing with the legislature, because there was such a lack of clarity, they could use it as a blunt force to try to, you know, save some of their boys in the legislature or make sure this doesn't happen or whatnot. So
yeah, I just don't believe that was the motive. I don't believe that was the motive at all.
I'm talking about what the Constitution says and what the statute, how it read. Whether that was the motive, I know what Hillary Clinton was trying to do.
Let's back up a second. Wayne Stengem said the same thing about the difference between the governor and the legislature, and was rebuked in court. That's one person's opinion. I don't fall at the altar of one opinion from anybody. So I think once a court decides, you'll live with the decision. But it doesn't,
right,
you know,
no
an opinion.
The legislature is going to take him to court. They're not going to sue Josh Gallion.
I don't know. I see Chet Pollard is saying it's one man's opinion, and the law is the law. So right now it's the law. So, you know, they've got to settle it somehow. Yes, it is.
So not with the opinion. That's what I'm saying. So Senator Warner,
I don't believe that's accurate. I mean, the legislators I've talked to have said that the law is the law, and the law has to be followed until such. So, I mean, there's a dispute about that. So, you know,
if you read the opinion, I don't think so. And Senator Wardner is quoted yesterday as saying, "Hey, you know what? That's his opinion, and we'll go with it."
Well, it doesn't sound like Chet Pollard saying that, but I don't know. But my point is that, you know, when an opinion is issued, you don't just say, "Okay, fine, then we're going to go away." That's for a court to decide. It's one man's opinion. And again, you know, we have a recent example where it was wrong.
What I'm saying is that if the legislature decides, like they did with Governor Burgum, if they decide to go now and file a lawsuit against the state auditor, that's not going to bode well for them politically speaking. So that's why I'm saying I don't think they're going to do it. That's why Senator Wardner sort of says, okay, hey, okay, that's the opinion. We'll go along with that. That's fine. Now, is there going to be changes in, you know, the next session? Very possibly so. They may clean this thing up. That's why I had Josh on last night. I said, hey, you know, you've kind of been through this little kerfuffle here. Probably not what you signed up for, what you thought you signed up for. Are you going to run again in 2020? And he wouldn't answer that question. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I'm not thinking that way at all. I'm thinking about, 10 years from now. And there's nothing wrong with, you and others that are critical of this decision amaze me when I think of the fact that, what do you think legislators are elected to do? I mean, how we get to the point that one auditor who's decided to do things differently than the previous auditor and just told us a moment ago that he decided the standard was wrong. Oh, okay. The standard's wrong. Why does he have more of a concern for the taxpayer than does however many people, was it 14, that are on the auditor, on the fiscal review committee? Why is one person all of a sudden better than all of them? I just don't automatically think that way. And I realize
I don't know, trying to say that he's better or worse. He's saying, look, I want to do audits, and he doesn't want to have, you know, he wants to uphold the Constitution. So when you say you're shocked by it, I'm kind of stunned that you don't want to uphold the state Constitution.
Oh, are you a Democrat now? You're sitting in a Democrat and saying, because I disagree with one man's opinion, I don't agree with the state Constitution. That's kind of an interesting way to debate. I don't know.
Last time I checked, the Attorney General went to law school. I haven't. I don't know if you have or not, but I haven't. He's suggesting that our Constitution says there needs to be a separation of powers. As we all know, the state auditor is in an elected position, so it's an executive branch. And so I guess if you want to explain to me legally how this doesn't thwart the separation of powers, then I'm all ears.
No, I think that's what courts decide. This is one person's opinion, and again, Wayne Stengem had an opinion related to the dust-up between the separation of powers between the governor and the legislature, and he lost in court. His opinion was wrong. So that was just very recently. He was wrong. So why do I now go, oh, Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, says this, so now this is 100% true. I just don't do that. I also don't do that because of Josh Gallion saying it, and that's what's sort of going on with this group of legislators.
Nobody's asking you to do that, my friend. All people are saying, suggesting you to do is to go by the way the law works. And my understanding of the law is that when the AG lays down an opinion, that's how things will move forward, unless the legislature was to obviously bring Josh to court, and the court then may make a different decision. But I don't see the legislature doing that. So according to the way our laws are written now, because the AG laid down this opinion, thus now Josh has got more autonomy.
Yeah, we're spending way too much time on this for the time. I just wanted to get something in I didn't get a chance to get in, and that is that, you know, this isn't about me always agreeing with the legislature. This is simply saying I have a really hard time, and nobody's explained it, not you or anybody, not Josh, why it is a bad idea to say, okay, from the legislative session, Mr. Auditor, you've got more money, you've got more people, you can do all the legislative audits you want, these performance audits, we'd like you to come to us in the committee, we'll schedule more committee meetings so you can, because they're expensive, have them, say yes or no.
But they're not expensive, Scott. You're fake news right there. It's not expensive. This is money that's already been allocated to the state auditor's budget that he uses to execute.
You think it comes from a tree? You think it sprinkles down the money? He just said it comes out of a budget, but it comes out of a budget. You know, I mean, what's wrong with a few more I's saying yay or nay? Why is that a bad premise?
I'm not suggesting it's not. I've had both conversations with Josh on both sides of the, you know, both points of view, for and against. And I said to him myself, I said, hey, Josh, is there a possibility that without any sort of check and balance that your office could be weaponized, i.e., you know, the FBI? And he said, yeah, I mean, there's a possibility. So I get you.
Texture says you're beating a dead horse. I kind of agree. We are beating a dead horse, but we'll move on and continue when we come back. We did promise we'd get back to the debate over whether or not celebrating our military, honoring our military on the 4th of July is a good idea or a bad idea. Most of the left think it's a horrible idea. CNN has some sources more after
North
this.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Date, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Support of you. You can watch him at 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. Do you know CNN has sources? They have sources. Are you aware of that?
All two of them.
This will surprise you, Chris. They have sources that say the military isn't all that thrilled with Donald Trump and the military parade. But it's a source. And, of course, it's unnamed, and it's a source with someone that knows someone that has direct knowledge. Don't you love those? Do we have any journalistic standards left in this country?
my friend.
Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before. Sorry, go again.
I said that is the epitome of journalistic integrity. I just, you and I need to come up with some kind of like sound for this because I've got a big trigger alert for your audience. So if you're a snowflake out there, you might want to go earmuffs. But I'm going to share something with your audience, Scott, that is a major, major alert right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Salute to America. Salute to America. They are melting right now, the snowflakes. I am stunned that they're getting this kind of response. I mean, you see it with Make America Great Again, the July 4th celebration, Salute to America, and these snowflakes are just, they're melting.
Here's the problem. It's a salute to America that includes the military, and the person who suggested the event is Donald Trump. So there you go. There's the hat trick that makes him crazy.
Can I give you a little contrast that I think our audience will appreciate is the fact that here you've got a president of the United States going to have, you know, salute to America, make America great again, biggest 4th of July celebration out there that we've ever had in the history of our country. We're going to pay tribute to the men and women that have put their life on the lines so that you and I can sit here on a microphone, Scott, and do what we do, right? So that's one picture, one ideal. And then let's look at what's happening in the state of Minnesota. The St. Paul mayor canceled the fireworks show again this year. There's a city now in Minnesota where they no longer will say the Pledge of Allegiance because they're afraid that the minorities in their community are going to be intimidated by it. And yet Governor Walz and people were out on July 1st, so just yesterday, July 1st, celebrating the independence of Somalia.
What?
Not kidding. July 1st is Independence Day in Somalia. And so a bunch of people, including Governor Walz, were in somewhere in Minneapolis celebrating that, but the St. Paul mayor cancels fireworks, can no longer say the – I mean, it's
can't make it up. Well, St. Louis Park started to walk that back a little bit, although Minneapolis and Edina already weren't saying the pledge. So
here's another one that you can add to the you can't make it up list, and that is the trigger of Betsy Ross for Colin Kaepernick was enough for Nike to say, "Hey, stores, we gave you shoes to sell. We need to take them back because this is a big problem." Our next guest here has a little bit of detail on this in the few remaining minutes we have on the program. Adam Brandon, president of FreedomWorks, is with us today on the program to talk about this. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much.
So this has now kicked up the anger of all kinds of folks. What do you think of the ultimate impact from this can be? I mean, we can all make fun of it and say it was a dumb decision and everything else, but Nike doing what they did here, what are the ramifications of this long term, do you believe?
Yeah, I think for the last year or so, there's been a lot of drama about Nike and the Colin Kaepernick ads, and I think a lot of people they didn't like it, but I'm just noticing this is a different type of groundswell. That when you go after a historic flag that was the flag that basically paved the way for our Constitution, this seems to be one step too far. And so I'm hearing a lot of people in our activist community who are finally saying, you know what, I'm going to exercise my rights as a consumer, and I'm just not going to buy Nike products anymore.
Chris, do you see that happening? You think that folks will, you know, take it that far?
You know, the one thing that Nike looks at is that a lot of their audience is in New York and California and major metropolitan areas. And so, you know, with their fiduciary responsibility to stockholders, I think they probably feel like, hey, we're going to be A-okay. We'll see.
And I think my first read on it is they did this for a business reason. They thought, okay, Americans always loved the rebel, and this would be a fun thing, you know, campaign to do, and this is popular with millennials. But I think it's a bad move if you're an American company and you decide I'm only going to market to, say, the coasts. There's a lot of people in the middle of the country who buy a lot of sporting gear and buy a lot of jerseys. And if they decide, you know what, I'm going to start buying Asics and I'm going to start buying Reeboks, I'm going to start buying Adidas, that could be, even if they just flatline, that could be very devastating to their bottom line.
I'd love to know how we know about this, too. You know, because part of me is a little suspicious that they have some sort of a gimmick where they think this will help them. Not a gimmick, but, you know, that, hey, let's just let it out that we pulled this and, you know, we're listening to Colin Kaepernick, and you know, which I think is crazy because I agree with you. It's going to hurt with consumers, and I hope it hurts with others. Looks like the governor of Arizona is standing up about it too. Adam, glad you guys are fighting at FreedomWorks over it. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me. Hope to talk to you soon.
Adam Brandon, president of FreedomWorks, there on Nike's shoe recall. What a week we've had, Chris, and it's Wednesday.
Correct.
Believe this. By the way, Williston High School. I'm looking forward to it. Williston High School, shout out to you for being in that 2019 Independence Day parade tomorrow. Part of the fun. So, you know, there's some good that's going to come out of this with all the carping that's going on for folks that don't like the president very much. Celebrate the 4th. Be safe, folks. God bless you.
This is the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk from Medora and Medora.com. Independence Day, Justin, this week. There's lots going on. I know it's the last few days of the first ever Kids Free Week there in Medora.
That's right. There's no more patriotic place in the world than Medora, North Dakota. This is the place that inspired Teddy Roosevelt, and we're going to celebrate American Independence this week like everyone else across the nation. And it is the last few days of our first ever Kids Free Week here in Medora. That's when kids 17 and under get in for free to some of our favorite attractions like the Medora Musical, a Teddy Roosevelt salute to Medora, kids shows like Carl and Greta's Cowboy Sing-Along, and on Wednesdays and Sundays all year, kids eat free at the Pitchfork Steak Fondue, which is the most amazing dinner with a view you're going to find anywhere this side of the Rockies.
If you want more info, go to Medora.com. Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we'll talk soon.
Bully!
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.